Hey hikers, welcome to the Thruer podcast, where we talk to new and experienced long distance or thru hikers about their adventures on and off trail. I'm your host, Cheer. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Thruer podcast. Today we are catching up with the 2023 trail team. We have hikers from the US and international hikers hiking trails all across the globe. Before we get into it, we'd like to thank our sponsor for this podcast, Sawyer. I've been personally using Sawyer products for years, specifically their water filtration system, their Sawyer Squeeze, on the PCT and the CDT, and I have loved their products. I've used their Picardin, their Permethrin, and so much more. They have sunscreen, and on my AT trek this year, I'm definitely going to be using all of the things to keep myself protected from the pesky ticks and, of course, the mosquitoes. I really like the Permethrin. I used it on the Pacific Crest Trail in Oregon on my clothes. And what's great about the Permethrin is it lasts for 6 weeks or six washes. And the Picardin I used in on the Continental Divide Trail in the Wind River Range when the mosquitoes were awful, and it worked really great. I love it because it is non-greasy and fragrance-free, and it's effective for up to 12 hours versus mosquitoes and ticks, and it's safe to use on clothing and gear. And we love that Sawyer believes in products with purpose. So they have a Clean Water for All initiative with 140 charity partners, and they work to transform and help communities around the world. They do work with disaster relief and also refugee camps. And if you yourself would like to check out their products, or if you would like to donate to the Sawyer Foundation, you can check them out at www.sawyer.com. And the link to this website is in the show notes for you to just click and go straight there. All right, now let's get into it. Enjoy this update directly from trail. Hey everyone, it's Cheer. I'm checking in for week 10 of my Appalachian Trail through hike. I'm currently in my tent. It was raining a little bit. Hopefully that won't affect the audio. But this week covers Front Royal through Harper's Ferry to Pine Grove Furnace. And there's a couple of halfway points in there. So Harper's Ferry is considered kind of the unofficial halfway point of the AT, and Pine Grove Furnace right before that is the official, like, mileage wise halfway point of the Appalachian Trail. So I'll just start from the beginning. So Front Royal was a really cool town. I did a quick in and out there. There was an outfitter that allows hikers to just pop in and out and do laundry and recharge and that sort of thing. So it's affiliated with, there's a brewery right next to it and a bakery and an outfitter. So I think they all three of those businesses contribute to that little area because it brings in business for them and it's great for us hikers. So did that in Front Royal. It was such a cute town. I wish I took a zero there, but that wasn't really in the cards, unfortunately. So made my way out of Front Royal, and after Front Royal, closely after, is something called the roller coaster. And this is further proof that Virginia is not flat. The roller coaster is in Virginia. So the roller coaster is 14 miles of intense ups and downs. And it actually, looking back, it was intense, but it wasn't anything that us AT hikers haven't, like, done before, really, as far as incline and decline. So it was actually, like, in a way, it was very tiring, but it was also kind of fun. So shortly after I entered the roller coaster, there was this, like, epic, and I was, of course, on the first high point. Luckily it was tree covered, but there was this epic, like, thunderstorm right when I got to the top. So I was, like, putting on my poncho. I put everything down, putting on my poncho, and there was, like, a crack of lightning and thunder, like, right near me. I screamed. So anyway, that was just kind of funny. And then this like epic monsoon style rain after for maybe I'd say an hour. And so, you know, I was hiking through that, of course. And I saw the trail just become like a full-blown river. Luckily, it wasn't super slippery. Like the way the dirt was that turned into mud, there was still traction, luckily. So I just kept hiking through, sloshing through the basically river. And right after the storm ended, I was hiking up to get close, actually, to the 1,000-mile mark. And right before that, maybe I'd say half a mile before, someone was there doing trail magic, kind of in an obscure place where I just wasn't expecting trail magic at all in the roller coaster area. But there was a road, like a dirt road, and there was this really great guy who had trail magic for us. So sub sandwiches, pickles, really good cookies. So anyway, that was really nice. I hung out there for a while and talked to the trail angel. So that was wonderful and unexpected. And then hiked to the 1,000-mile mark, which was huge. And that means I, you know, was close to the halfway point too, but 1,000 miles on the AT. It's a huge milestone. So I was really happy about that. It did start raining again when I was there. So I just took like a quick photo and quick video and like kept moving because I wanted to set up my tent. So, yeah, the roller coaster was a little tough, but it was also, doable. So if you're hiking the Appalachian Trail, like there's a sign and everything, like you're now entering the roller coaster. Don't be intimidated. It's nothing if you're going northbound or southbound, you know, really it's nothing you haven't done before. So yeah, the roller coaster was kind of fun. And then made my way out of Virginia into West Virginia. West Virginia was pretty quick. I think it was just like 40 miles. And this point where the sign, there's a sign on a tree that has, you know, Virginia/West Virginia. This is where, I didn't partake in this, but this is where some hikers start the, I guess it's the 4-state challenge where you do, where you hike 4 states in 24 hours, I think. Yeah. So I chose not to do that because I wanted to stop into Harper's Ferry and take my time. But yeah, some hikers just go straight through. So it would be Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. So you start from the border of Virginia into West Virginia. You do all of Virginia, all of Maryland, which isn't very far either. And then you hit the Mason-Dixon line in Pennsylvania. So, that's kind of how that works. So I sat that one out and decided to go into Harper's Ferry. So I didn't take as much as I wanted to take a zero in Harper's Ferry. I took more of a Nero. And, so, cause there were some things I wanted to do there, but I didn't necessarily think I needed a zero. But looking back, I feel like I should have taken a zero there because it was such a cool place. Harper's Ferry is kind of the unofficial, like I said, halfway mark of the AT. So this is where the Shenandoah and Potomac rivers come together. So it was very picturesque. The buildings were so great. There's so much history there. They had a really cool candy shop with, like period candy. So like candy that people ate during the Civil War, during the Revolutionary War and different like times in history. So that was really cool. I, went in there and sent some, stuff home for my parents. So I thought it was really neat. And I stayed at the Towns Inn hostel, which was really great. It was right on the main street there, and it was very cute. I just got a bunk and had everything hiker needed. I resupplied there. There's nothing really great, no great spot to resupply in Harper's Ferry that I found. So I just kind of made do with between the outfitter. There's an outfitter there, and then the Townsend Hostel has some resupply stuff too. So made it work. And while I was in Harper's Ferry, I visited the Appalachian Trail Conservancy. So that's where you can go in and get kind of like your, I guess you would call it ranking of like where you are in the lineup of Appalachian Trail hikers who come through. So I actually, the day I went into Harper's Ferry, I was kind of early, so the ATC wasn't open. So I just passed it and went in the next day before I hiked out. So I went in and I was number 875. And my original number, you get like a tag at the beginning if you go to Amicalola Falls, if you start there on the AT, you get a little tag. And I think I was like almost 2,500. So now I'm 875. So I'm either in front of people or a lot of people, got off trail or both. I think it's both. So yeah, they took my picture. And then you put your photo in a little book where, you know, you have your like number, your rank, and then, put a little quote, your trail name and all that stuff. So that was really fun. It's kind of like an iconic thing to do if you're, an AT hiker. So that was really great. It was a nice establishment there too. They had this like 3D map of the AT and all that stuff. So yeah, I had a really good visit in Harper's Ferry. It was just beautiful there. A little rainy, but it was kind of moody. So definitely recommend taking a zero there if you can, if you're an AT hiker. I wish I did that. So moving on from Harper's Ferry, it's funny, I noticed a difference in the hikers after Harper's Ferry. And I don't know if it's because people are starting to focus on timing as far as, okay, they're kind of at the halfway point. So how is their finish looking? So I noticed after Harper's Ferry that there are a lot of hikers now that start early and late, kind of like what I've been doing. And I'm getting passed now. I wasn't really getting passed a lot by hikers before Harper's Ferry. And now like there's super hikers out there that are passing me, which I love. So it's really cool to see the difference in kind of like hiking styles and habits. And I think it might just be because, you know, the hikers are, you know, getting more miles under their belt. Maybe they're thinking about their finish and that sort of thing. So it's cool to kind of see the changes. And so going into Maryland was really cool. It was probably the most historical part of the trail as far as like signage and like battlefield, Civil War battlegrounds with signs kind of saying like, here's the battle that was here. Here's the historical significance. So I kind of stopped a lot to read that stuff. It was really neat. And if you want to see visuals of that, you can check out my YouTube channel. It's Cheer on the Trail, and you can just go to week 10 if you want to see that. So yeah, I really enjoyed hiking through Maryland until the end. So let me tell you why. The end of Maryland is extremely rocky, and it ended kind of going toward the Mason-Dixon line where I officially was going to be in the north instead of the south. It was very steep and big steps and just tons of rocks. So when I was doing that section, it was kind of the end of a long day, like I think a 24-mile day. So I was just beat, wasn't in the best mood. I was ready to, you know, pass the Mason-Dixon line because you can't stealth camp in Maryland. You have to camp at, in like very established sites or where shelters are. So I couldn't stealth camp in Maryland. So I had to get out of there. And so I was really going for like passing the Mason-Dixon line into Pennsylvania. And so I was just like beat, doing more miles than I thought. And there magically was trail magic. Like the very end, I was rolling in at like 7:30 or maybe a little later. And there was a couple, and there were a couple hikers there that I had met, and then a couple hikers that I hadn't met. So, you know, they welcomed me in, and I was like, oh my gosh, you guys just made my day. They had chili, they had watermelon, all sorts of veggies, chips, and sodas. So anyway, it was just like the best way to end the day. So, yeah, it was wonderful. And then I passed the Mason-Dixon line just before it got dark and set up my tent. So yeah, it was a good, even though it was tough, it was a good end to the Maryland section. So in the stretch or after that, I hit the official halfway point, and there was trail magic. There was quite a bit of trail magic before that too. So yeah, Maryland and Pennsylvania was great for trail magic. Southern Pennsylvania, and Northern Pennsylvania too, which we'll go into in the next week. But yeah, so for the halfway point, there were two little like monuments, I guess. There was a monument that was more official a little later, and then there was rocks in the dirt that said halfway. So I got a little confused as to like where exactly was halfway. So I took photos at both of them, but made it halfway. And it was raining, so I didn't like linger too long, you know, to take video and stuff. So I just kind of did that quickly and kept going to Pine Grove Furnace. So that's right after the halfway point. And that's where hikers do something called the Half Gallon Challenge. I chose not to partake. I was going to, but I had been eating so much sugar up until that point on this stretch. So I just was like, all I wanted was salty food. So they had really amazing hamburgers, like artisan style. So good. Maybe one of the best, actually the best hamburgers I've had on trail. So yeah, if you're an AT hiker, get the hamburger I think it was called the California burger because it had avocado on it. So, yeah, definitely recommend that. So I was just craving salt, but a lot of hikers were doing the half gallon challenge and, a lot of them finished. So, yeah, it was fun to see them doing that. And, I had planned to meet up with a friend of Thruer and a friend of mine, Paladin. He lives in Maryland, and he wanted to host me for a zero. So I met up with him, and I'm going to go into, because that kind of goes into week 11. So I'll go into, you know, all of that in the next week. But yeah, so I met up with Paladin, and that was pretty much it for that stretch. So really, pretty much, I think the most, I guess, epic stretch, or one of the most epic stretches of the whole AT, was this one. A lot happened, and a lot of good things, a lot of fun. Like the roller coaster wasn't so bad, and then the halfway point, Harper's Ferry. So a lot going on in week 10. It was one of my favorite weeks on trail. So I will let you guys go and we'll update you for week 11 on the AT soon. Well, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this trail team update. If you'd like to get involved with the Thruer community, you can do so on our website. It's www.thruer.com. That's www.thru-r.com. And on our website, we have our private community just for long distance hikers. You can apply for that. We have a link to this podcast, of course. We have links to our socials. We have our event list and so much more. Thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Sawyer. They believe in products with purpose, and they are doing so much for communities all over the world with their Clean Water for All initiative. And we love their products for the outdoors to protect yourself from bugs, to clean and filter your water, and to protect your skin with sunscreen. You can check out all of their initiatives. You can donate to the Sawyer Foundation, and you can look at all of their products that they offer on their website. That link is in the show notes for you, or you can go to www.sawyer.com. Thank you so much for listening today, and keep checking back for our 2023 Trail Team updates. Also, feel free to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss a thing. Again, thank you so much for listening today, and until next time, happy hiking.